Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We could leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies be line with a death wish. Be right, didn't help. No name on a guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
Art, not that Art, a different Art tweeted us. I saw your question about Christopher Nolan and his treatment of dogs in his movies after seeing The Odyssey. We'll try to get to that when we talk to Michael, which will happen in about 25 minutes. The host of Comicast joins us. But before that, we're still taking calls on other topics. And with the news that LeBron James has chosen the Sixers, 2 years, $8 million deal, player option for the second year. So we get a call from Julian. By the way, LeBron has tweeted he's using multiple social media platforms to tell his story, from the video announcing his decision to the tweets about how it's set up for him to finish his career in Philly. He's getting his message out, letting everyone know why he will be a Sixer, at least for next year. We'll see if he exercises that player option. But let's get to Julian here. He wants to talk about this. What's up, Julian?
What's going on, gentlemen? I think LeBron chose the best team, right? I thought it was going to be Philly. But when I thought about it a little more, this is set up for disaster. Joel Embiid is a big-ass baby in social media. Jaylen Brown is too smart for his own good, and he's not going to like the whole "I control the narrative" by LeBron. If there's anything that goes wrong, I think this is just going to be such trauma. And I feel like LeBron doing all this announcing on social media, different platforms. I mean, goddamn, bro, are we like 21? How much attention do you need? You're considered one of the... if not the greatest, the second greatest of all time. I think he's the second greatest of all time. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's just wild to me, man. He's almost 45 years old, and he still carries himself like he just got out of high school with this, let's do a commitment post. I have chosen this because of so-and-so. It's wild. Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, that is part of the complaint some have for him. And when he joins your team, it's less about your team and about him through his own maneuvering and his agency. So the Sixers will be a giant story for some legitimate basketball reasons. They are now, if they weren't before, a contender for the title, certainly getting out of the Eastern Conference. But LeBron carries his weight. He's kind of a franchise changer, maybe less so basketball-wise, but just how things get talked about. As I said earlier, the Sixers become some team that gets credibility simply by having him choose them, despite some of the less than, let's say, if you go by what Julian's assessment is, less than mature ways of making this announcement. Once he gets there, once he puts on a uniform, it puts the Sixers in a different realm and tier when it comes to the general perspective of a basketball fan in the media. They go from this interesting kind of a circus because of all the things they've done over the last decade plus and it never coming to anything other than making a second round to, oh, okay, the best player or second best player of all time is on our team, is on their team. Now what are they? But the basketball stuff is really of more interest to me. I just want to see how it works. I get how people feel about LeBron or whatever. I don't have a strong feeling about him one way or the other as far as his non-basketball stuff, even if it's surrounding basketball. How's he going to make it work in Philly, where he has stated in the tweets that this is about trying to go win a title, and this is a franchise desperate for not only legitimacy, but an actual title. So there it is.
Do you think he told his daughter like
that she has to go to Philly?
Yeah. Sorry.
The choices?
You're going to the nice – you're going from, I'm sure, a very nice L.A. junior high or high school. I don't know how old she is. And you're doing a reverse Fresh Prince. You're going back to Philly. Or not back, but you're going to Philly.
I don't think she goes to school. I think she goes to school in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
But is she going to be in Philly proper at whatever private school she goes
There's
to?
There's probably not going to be a couple guys from the neighborhood starting trouble.
No. And then she's got to stay with God Uncle Steph in San Francisco. I don't know. Is her name Zuri? Is that her name? I don't know.
I think so.
Which daughter? I think it's the one daughter, right? He has one.
Yeah,
daughter.
Yeah. It's one.
I don't know. Like, I'm Garrett Cole right now. I don't know how to answer that right now. I believe she will be spending her time in the general Philadelphia area.
Yeah,
whether
whatever
she actually goes to school in the city is a different question. Whatever.
Nice North Jersey or something.
Yeah, something,
or South Jersey.
Something like that. Does LeBron want to live in Philly proper?
Delco County?
Mm. Oh! Can we get LeBron in the task universe now? Can we do that?
Him and DJ,
Grossanova? I don't know if they've started writing season two, but he's going to get a mention. He's got to get a mention. Because we remember from that show, there was like, a Phillies Cup?
Yeah.
That Satsak Ruffalo had?
He was a big, big sports guy.
So LeBron to Philly is going to get a mention in Task.
I just wish, I won't.
Can they
it,
shoot an episode around a game? Like, because we've seen that in some
like,
shows.
Like it's the town?
Like it's HBO, and HBO had the Entourage. They would film stuff at actual games.
Yeah.
Can Mark Ruffalo take his complicated family on a night out to a Sixers game? I just need Ruffalo. It's Ruffalo. He's an FBI agent, so he's not sitting in the front row.
No.
But he could be sitting someplace, and a game could be actually going on.
Yeah. The Pendergrass boys would love LeBron. Actually, they would probably be conflicted. The bikers would hate him.
No chance they like LeBron. No chance.
Or Jaylen Brown, now that I think about it. Not a great offseason.
I need Kate Winslet.
Probably more Eagles guy.
I need Kate Winslet or Mayor of Easttown to be at a Sixers game. Chopping it up with Mark Ruffalo's task agent character. And LeBron is taking free throws. And Embiid's in plain clothes because he's not playing.
Street clothes, Embiid.
I use plain clothes because we're talking about
this. Yeah, yeah.
But there it is. I keep saying it because I can't believe it.
It really is surprising.
I got to get out of saying that because it's just my transition away from what the hell? Because I want to just say what the hell.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find a way to not say that.
Thank God he didn't go to Cleveland. I'll say that. Cleveland would have been the most – now that I'm thinking about it, Cleveland would have been the most boring, at least like
– this is at least funny.
Yeah, to happen in the middle of our show, him going back to Cleveland's like –
would have been whatever.
He's already kind of done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the funny. Miami also would just like, basketball-wise, he's their point guard, yada, yada, yada.
There's some basketball reasons.
Need good players on that team.
Yeah, like, and he would
around
fit
the
a role
guys.
They really need.
Yeah, but
this one – it does feel like if people want to say he's ring chasing, they can do that.
Yeah.
Going to Philly didn't feel like a serious option. It's all the things a content farm would need.
Yeah.
And LeBron provided it for him.
You can have the Jaylen Brown conversation. Jaylen Brown, whatever, a month ago, wanted his own team. Now
look at him.
Brad Stevens, he's not even 40 chess.
He would be at this point the third most trusted ball handler on his own team. This is he would have been better off in Boston.
Yeah.
As far as responsibility is concerned. Mm-hmm. And now look at you. Whatever. Ryan, you want to talk about this? We'll get to that when we come back. Anyone else want to join us before we get into our regularly scheduled programming, which is Michael Carroll at 11:30? You can. 713-780-3776 is the number. We will be back.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
I wonder how many of these conversations regarding this decision will acknowledge that we should not include Joel Embiid in any real conversation regarding what a playoff team in Philly is going to look like. Because as we've talked about it already, how if you just look at the roster and you turn the injury slider off, you get why a 42-year-old player who's still looking to try to win would join Philly. But no matter what anyone says, when they stack this roster together, I think to myself, yeah, but this guy ain't going to be playing in a playoff series for them. How could you seriously consider it until you see it? We just got a long history of him either missing time, Joel Embiid, in the playoffs, or not being right because he's fighting through something.
Yeah, so, yeah. You do kind of have to assume that in a handful of games in any two-round playoff run with the Sixers, like this year at least, there's going to be some Ariel Hakpoti or Arden Bona playing big centermen.
So while we kid, there is a real chance, considering the roster composition, that LeBron is playing some small ball five for that team at points. I mean, extensively, but at points.
Yeah, because they had Anthony Simons this year.
Yeah.
And they drafted Filon out of Alabama. So they got a lot of guards. So
now the question is,
yeah,
can the Wizards extract a lot to give LeBron his preferred big man and take on Embiid? Are we done making moves? Speaking of guys who don't play.
Yeah,
I'm not
right.
Sure Philly would feel great about having a different guy. At least Joel is their own guy.
Yeah. He's the process, baby.
Yeah. Let's get
process to, still rolling.
Let's get well, sure. And LeBron did mention the process in one of his podcasts, and people are like, hey, don't take that seriously. I think Rich Paul said that. And it turns out maybe
breadcrumbs.
Maybe
breadcrumbs
we should have known.
Oh
maybe
gosh.
We should have known.
Should have known.
Let's get to Ryan, then we'll get to David. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, Deli Jelly? Hey, what's going on, Vacay Mate? Hey, this is very, like, changing my Facebook status to, like, relationship-wise, you know? Like, LeBron-wise, you know, to be like, oh, yeah, my new relationship's with the Sixers, yada, yada, yada. Also, do you think LeBron finances his own statue in Philadelphia if they win a title? Oh, no.
It would have to be that because they wouldn't build him one.
I mean, they did build one for Rocky.
Yeah, but
they did build one for fake wrestler.
I
or
get
fake
it,
boxer.
But that is a celebration of Philadelphia, that movie, and that character. Yeah. LeBron is a mercenary who chose them.
And it's not even, you know, in 2018, yeah, maybe. You know, 2018, they probably, you can never know with the Sixers, they probably get a championship, right? If he goes there instead of the Lakers.
You would think so.
You'd think so.
Who else was on that roster at the time? Ben Simmons?
Ben Simmons. I guess that would have been before they got Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
So Tobias Harris? Tobias Harris over LeBron James?
Once you start laying out the roster, no chance they win a title.
J.J. Redick?
They're not winning a title.
They probably get it. With that LeBron James, though, they get one.
Nah. It's the Sixers.
He won one with Kuzma.
Simmons is still Ben Simmons.
He won one with Kuzma.
Bill Simmons is
JaVale
still.
McGee.
Yeah, and he had Anthony Davis have the best jump shooting stretch of his entire career.
That is true.
The Sixers would still be a team full of guys who we don't really believe in big situations.
Embiid
aside
would,
from LeBron.
Yeah.
Embiid he makes the finals, possibly, but they're not winning a title with that team.
Yeah. Embiid would have just missed, like, Game 6 of a series.
So many guys who don't have that dog in them, as they say.
Yeah, the Ben Simmons piece, really.
Let's get to David here. Welcome to the show, David.
Hey, guys. Hey, I remember when LeBron and Big Perk were both
drafted out of high school the same year on the same draft. They, Big Perk came into the league, got his job done. I want to say he won two championships. I know he won one for a fact with Boston. And then he just got out of the league, got into commentary, and then is living his life to the fullest. But I'm trying to figure out, if I was a sports psychologist, I would love to sit down with LeBron and figure out what else does he need to do, being one of the top five greatest players of all time. I'll hang up and listen.
I don't think there's anything left for him to do.
Not commit a heinous crime.
Yeah, avoid doing something to ruin what you've already established. Nothing he can do basketball-wise is going to do that.
Yeah, because O.J. Simpson would be remembered as one of the best running backs of all time. He still was, but no one's putting him on the Bleacher Report list. No one's going to the wall.
What he is accused of and
acquitted of.
That's why I said accused of.
And but found responsible. Blah, 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 blah.
Sure. But what all the stuff, let's say all the things surrounding OJ makes his NFL and college football career the second line, if even that, when you talk about him or when you think about him. That's a great player who was accused of doing something awful. And also you went to prison for other stuff. So LeBron would have to do something heinous to change the perception of him because of what he's done as a player. Nothing basketball wise is going to do it. Everyone's kind of set in stone with what they feel about him. Winning a fifth title with the Sixers isn't going to change that. He could win two. He can go 2-for-2 and then retire a champion, and how people feel about him will remain the same. I've had this conversation, or at least the mention of this particular conversation, several times. You've never been able to swing someone to your side in who's the better player debate. If you have, you're one of few. Think about it in your entire life. If you are passionately defending a player with your buddy against the player he's defending, who at any point switched sides on that debate? It never happens. So LeBron's been around too long, done too much, made an impact on too many people for that switch up to happen. You feel about him how you feel about him as a basketball player. Ain't nothing that he does in Philly going to change that.
Yeah. I will say, at least on Wikipedia, O.J. Simpson was an American football player, actor, media personality, is widely regarded one of the greatest running backs of all time. Next sentence. His success is widely considered to be overshadowed by his two criminal charges, blah, 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 blah.
So Wikipedia proves me wrong. They
overshadowed, so it's a little both.
They mention the football stuff first, only to set up.
How, the greatest running back.
Only to set up what has become.
Tote the rock, let me tell you.
What has become the thing everyone thinks about when they think about O.J.
Takes a while to get to Naked Gun, I will say that.
Well, he was great in that. What about the Hertz commercials? A couple things before we go. Jackie says, this has to be the only example of a third option announcing their choice on their new team this publicly. Bron is such a pick-me-ass person. Definitely stunted his emotional maturity at like 18 years old. I can't speak to that, but to your other points, but he is a third option, and also, at worst, people will throw Kareem. They say he is someone overlooked. Some people love Duncan. But generally speaking, at worst, believed to be the second best player to ever play. So it's unique for the second best player to ever play to fall to a third option, but it's only because he's 42 years old or 41, going to be 42. Yeah. Yes, he was the second option on at least regular season-wise, a good Lakers team. And this time around, it just so happens that he's joining a team with some elite talent. So he falls to third and maybe even fourth when all the guys are healthy. But he can do this because people care enough. So he can do the social media post on Instagram and Twitter to get his messaging out there.
Yeah. Yeah. He's He is a third option, but, like, it is different. He's not, you know, whoever the third option on the...
Just look around the league at third options. Hell, yeah. Be close to home with the Rockets. Whoever you think that...
Thompson?
Well, when Fred's healthy, it's Fred. So, LeBron James, third option? Fred VanVleet, third option?
Or Alperen Şengün.
Whoever you think it is after KD and whoever.
Yeah.
It's just different, and it's right. It's okay to acknowledge that, and it's okay for everyone to think this is too much. You could have just had Shams tweet it and keep it moving.
Yeah, it's probably.
But I'm not surprised he has some stuff to say.
It's probably like 20 days too long, but whatever.
Whatever, it's over.
I'm cool.
And he picked the team that's the funniest team he could have picked, at least for me. All right, we'll go to break. When we come back, Michael Carroll will join us, the host of Comicast. And let's see, Sean, remember what I said. I don't know if he heard us. Will he mention that show?
Okay.
We'll see if he does. Michael Carroll, when we come back.
And action!
It's Friday, and so you're probably wondering, what am I going to watch this weekend? Besides all the sports, of course. If you're not sure if you should go to the theater or stay home and binge something, we got you covered on the Del Olalea Show. Time to talk about what you should be watching this weekend with Del Olalea, Sean Mapes, and some guy named Michael Carroll.
Despite the big news of the day, we get back to regularly scheduled programming, and that would be Michael Carroll of Comicast joining us.
Hello.
Comicast can be heard wherever you listen to podcasts. He does that podcast with Jong Lee.
It's true.
And I joked about how last week you had a pretty easy segment.
Yeah.
Hey, the Odyssey's out. Go watch it. We can talk about everything surrounding it. A little tougher this week.
You ain't kidding.
Not a tentpole movie to direct people to. Certainly some streaming options. But tell people what was on the latest issue of Comicast.
Well, we've been busy this week. So Jong and I did a trailer reaction to both the Avengers Doomsday and the last trailer for Spider-Man Brand New Day. That released on Wednesday, and then there was also our full spoiler review of The Odyssey. That also released on Wednesday. And then yesterday, Shalice Williams, a Real Movie Junkie, she had a chance to jump on the podcast with me to preview San Diego Comic-Con. Of course, that's happening. Began earlier this week. Began Wednesday. She headed out there, I think, on Wednesday. And so she kind of gave... like predictions and things of what we can expect, not only from like Marvel Studios, but some other stuff that's out there, like Apple TV. They have a panel this year, which I believe she was saying was the first time they've done that. So we were talking about what they could be showing off, some of the shows, as well as the series Dungeon Crawler Carl. That's going to be out there, and that's been announced that it's going to be adapted into something. I think Seth MacFarlane's working on that. So maybe there's something bigger that's announced, maybe casting or things like that. So a lot of previewing San Diego Comic-Con. And then plus her and I talked about the Avengers Doomsday trailer because she has a whole series, video series on social media counting down to the release of the film.
So that trailer came out, and I wouldn't even say I was lukewarm on Avengers Doomsday before the trailer. I hadn't really given it much thought. It's just, it's out there. Mm-hmm. I'll eventually watch it when it comes out. It's just how I felt. Depending on who you talk to, if maybe a general film critic who watches all these movies, whether it be a Doomsday or a smaller movie, and makes their determination, they felt a certain way about it. I don't know. With Thor, that narration, seeing some of the old X-Men,
right?
The old feeling was back, Michael, at least for me. I watched that trailer going, I don't know if we're back, but I feel like we might be back. And AJ Russ, who certainly produces quite a bit for the show when Sean is on vacation or having to work in a different spot in the day part, he's the one who texted me going, Avengers Doomsday trailer. And I was like, what? It's out? So he has the feeling of it being back. What about you?
Well, kind of going off of that, the first text I got that day, AJ.
Yeah. Sean, not
that
you
trailer,
though, huh?
Fire.
I am now starting to take it personally.
You didn't get a text?
You didn't get a text?
No, I didn't get a text from AJ about Avenger. I don't know the last time I got a text from AJ.
I couched it because Sean expressed that at the time. I go, well, you were out. We had been working together for the last couple of days. We exchanged some texts recently, so maybe that was it. But I didn't know he texted Michael, too.
Well,
June 23rd, that's the last text I got from AJ.
Hey, man.
Hey,
it was work-related.
Wow, I talked to him like...
I know.
Wow. Well, maybe he just latched on to like, oh, it's not Fast and Furious related, so maybe he doesn't care.
He knows you have a certain thing you like quite a bit.
And we mentioned it on Monday where, you know, I'm still seeing Dune first, you know, like
we had a back and forth AJ about knew. What we would see first. You are a Doomsday person.
Emphasis on Dune.
Yeah. I'm a Dune person.
Yeah.
It's Doomsday.
Wow.
It's Doomsday and then Dune. It's Dune then Doomsday for Sean.
See, this is why AJ didn't text me.
I get it. I mean, you take it a little personally.
I mean, there's been a recent to the point. He didn't text him when Dune had a trailer that came out.
No.
So even if he did know that.
That's true.
He didn't text him. So maybe he knows.
He knows that I'm like, I am still a kind of lukewarm. Not lukewarm, just like, I don't know. Like, there's
why do you
there's
hate some, fun?
There's some good stuff, and there's some stuff where I'm like, all right, sure. I mean, I've told you this. All right, Gambit, sure, whatever.
Well, that's funny. Tatum. Well, you
were asking for Taylor Kitsch.
My Gambit.
That's his Gambit.
Honestly, Shalice was like, I wouldn't have minded Taylor Kitsch because, like, so now I'm like, I'm counting it up because of the people I've talked to, Jong, Shalice, Ashley Saunders of her website. And like, there's like four or five people that I know that are like, I like that trailer, but I don't know about Channing Tatum as Gambit in this movie.
It's
like, is he going to do the full thing that he did in Deadpool and Wolverine?
Yeah.
Who's your dialect coach? Like, is he going to do that full thing? Because that feels awkward in this movie. Yeah. Like, it's one thing to do it in Deadpool and Wolverine. It's another to do it in Avengers Doomsday when there's people possibly dying and all this multiverse collapsing and whatnot.
Patrick Stewart's in this movie. You can't be doing this. They can't fool.
They can't kill him again. They can't.
Who says?
Watch.
No. Well, Jong says. Jong says like they're going to die.
Is there a couchy market on that?
Like, who says they can't kill him again?
We've seen it so many times.
Buddy, you've never seen it in an Avengers movie.
Patrick Stewart. I got one more in me. I got one more death in me.
I mean,
it's the script. Where am I dying this time?
Over in this wheelchair. One last time.
That man has decided. Oh, you think Sean Bean can die?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can die in this. Sean Bean does it over the course of different series or movies. I'll do it in the same movie franchise over and over again.
I'll do it as the same character over and over.
Remarkably, Professor X lives again and dies again.
Yeah.
Somehow, Professor X dies again.
And
returns and dies again over and over again.
Grand close.
Brutal. Brutal.
So, it does appear he's in imminent peril in the trailer. As always.
Yeah, well, you know.
His good friend Magneto's there with him. And now, they didn't do this because of this, but in the recent run of X-Men 97, there's some things going on there with Magneto and Professor X. So that was the trailer that got me feeling good about Marvel. I probably will have to avoid all conversations because then I'll just start to feel bad about Marvel again. So the trailer got me there.
It's a good trailer.
Yeah, it's a good trailer.
Didn't completely move the needle for me.
Okay, that's fine. Mm. Just remember.
Dune guy over here.
Remember the next time you don't get a text.
Oh, man.
This attitude is why you don't get them.
Yeah. Seeing the Dune trailer in IMAX. Oof. Oof.
You don't like fun.
Yeah. Why do you hate fun?
Oh, Atreides knows the whole, his history, the past. It's hard to fool him. Yeah, I get it, Villeneuve.
Patterson's trying another coup. Let's see how it goes for him.
Who does he call a beggar in that movie?
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know. I don't know yet.
I'll
report back.
That's a great clip.
You tell me why Shang-Chi and Channing Tatum are fighting.
That's why you have to watch the movie, Sean.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what Pattinson's up to. You tell me what Channing Tatum's up to.
What he's up to. There's a book. I don't need to be told. There's literary evidence of what he's up to.
That is true.
Thank you. That is true. No one really knows what Doomsday is about. We can kind of guess, but we're not really sure.
Yeah, they go off book a lot.
So we're a little surprised. It'll be a bit of a surprise. All right. That's longer than I thought we'd go on that.
There's not a lot to talk about this week.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you mean?
Well,
Pinocchio Unstrung? You're not excited for that?
So we will do TV recommendations when we go to break. But before that, Michael threw out a movie, right?
Yeah. There's a few of note. It's really, I figured it was going to be dead because, I mean, who's going to release the week in between The Odyssey and Spider-Man Brand New Day?
It would be foolhardy.
Pinocchio Unstrung.
That's right. Unstrung is doing it.
It sounds like this version of movie that's come out recently where we treat a character to a horror experience? Yes. Is that what this is?
It's from the same director that did the Winnie the Pooh movies. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Surprisingly, though, it's getting decent reviews, 87%, but it's only like 15 critics. Like, let's calm down. But it is a chilling reimagining of the familiar fable. Pinocchio Unstrung unfolds inside an elite London prep school influenced by a sinister cricket and created by Geppetto.
Cricket is Freddy Krueger. Yeah. Robert Englund.
Robert Englund and Richard Brake, which is a guy like Brake, which you probably know him once you
see
him.
I know that face. Yeah.
Yeah. Pinocchio launches a violent crusade to carve himself into a real boy. Yeah, just like his brother James. One piece at a time. So there you go. There, you got that horror movie. But outside of that, when that's your like most highly rated film of the week, it's a tough week. There is the, which I wonder, what are the odds that Brian McDonald's actually watching this movie right now? Motor City, the new Alan Richardson action joint, where it is almost completely dialogue-less. I think from a review I was reading, Alan Richardson's character only says three lines in the entire hour and a half runtime or something like that. So you have that.
There we go.
Well, and apparently the director's like done music videos, and that's what it feels like. It's a long music video.
Is there a credited screenwriter? I mean, there has to be a credited screenwriter.
Yeah, I think there is. Okay. There is, okay. But you know, they only did like, you know, it's mainly like screenplay rather than script because it's few lines by anybody.
Yeah,
which is
Brian's
wild.
Probably already seen this movie.
Oh, 100%.
He got the 9 a.m. showing.
100%. 8 a.m., 9 a.m., something like that. Brian's, because it does scream old man dad movie, you know. Just
you,
saying.
You said it, not me.
You were saying it in your brain. outside of that, there is a very pretentious movie.
Okay.
Her Private Hell by the guy who did Drive and a few others.
Sophie Thatcher's
in it. Reading the descriptions of the movie sounds like a fever dream. Like, it makes no sense to me. And it's one of those whether you're, if you get it, like, cool, but it may be the director is the only one that's going to get it. Because there's not really a plot that really makes sense unless you are in his brain.
In his brain, okay. So the tagline is, a troubled young woman searches for her father as a mysterious mist engulfs a futuristic metropolis, unleashing a deadly and elusive entity.
But it's also they're making a movie inside of the movie.
I hate movies like that. I really don't like those. I've never liked one of those.
Yeah,
I don't remember liking
Tropic Thunder. They don't really make the movie.
They don't really make the movie. No. They struggle to make anything.
They never really make the movie.
Yeah.
Most critics don't like this one, 45% right now. So, or you have the directorial debut of Lil Rel Howery.
Okay, what's he up to?
Haunted Heist. When a reunion trip turns into a robbery, four friends discover the mansion's owner's ghosts from the 1950s never left. Trapped by the spirits planning a demonic sacrifice, the friends must battle supernatural terror to survive the night. Doesn't look good.
So
skip that as well.
Yeah, this is a movie where
skip all of these. Just skip. Don't
stay home is what he's saying.
Stay home. Go watch The Odyssey. You know, just save your money
up
for next week.
If you're gonna leave your home, go watch The Odyssey. But if not, so Tiffany Haddish, excuse me, King Bach and Carlos Miller. So
yeah,
a lot of names like comedians, and they threw them all together, or whether they be stand-ups or just comedic actors, they threw them all together and put them in a movie.
You know, the synopsis, I was like, okay, yeah, I could see.
Don't let that
good.
Fool you. Watch the trailer and you're gonna be like, oh,
okay,
yeah, never mind. Hard pass. Most of these are. I mean, Pinocchio Unstrung is like for the horror fans. Like, maybe that's something you'll be
light.
Into. But outside of that, especially when that one's the best one of the blood and honey and
first.
All that.
He got to that one first. Pinocchio Unstrung.
It's rough this week. It is rough.
Okay, Tyler, we see you. You want to talk about a movie Michael would recommend you go see. We'll do that when we come back. Anyone else want to join us before we wrap it up for the week? The number is 713-780-3776.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show. That's kind of full of sports, but also filled with a lot of movie talk.
Now back to the Huntington Bank Studios with Del Olalea and Sean Mays.
So let's get to Tyler here. He held through the break. We appreciate it. And then we will get to Michael's recommendations as far as streaming is concerned. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, having the Dallas to see the Odyssey at the 70mm IMAX. So I went on Wednesday, and I thought it was good, but I don't think I would do it for another movie again. I was actually most impressed by the feel of the sound during the movie. Visually, it was good, and even I was on the third row, and it was so a fine viewing experience. And so, I mean, my uncle there that lived up there, so, I mean, and I was available to do it, so I liked it, but I think I'll be fine sticking around here seeing an XD theater for movies in the future. But so I don't know if this is happening at all the showings, but they showed a scene from Dune before it started, because they can't really show previews, but they were able to show that because I guess that was done on 70mm IMAX also, and that scene was really awesome. So it makes looking forward to that coming out also.
Appreciate it, Tyler. Tyler called in last week and said he'd give us his review of his experience. We appreciate it. So he liked it, but the drive to Dallas, he decided,
Yeah. I mean, until it's like actually where we can watch it here in Houston, that's what I was telling somebody else online. Like the only ones that are in our state are in Dallas and San Antonio. And
the San Antonio one had an issue. I think I was talking to Nicholas yesterday, who also made the trip to Dallas. But the San Antonio one had a problem. So at the moment right now, unless that's been fixed, Dallas is the only place you can go watch it in what the director wanted you to watch it on.
And I mean, it's like a thing where it's like, if you can see it, cool, like make the trip, but don't like break your neck to go see it. Now, if it's something where it's more readily available in the city of Houston, I mean, yeah, I would probably definitely recommend it, but you know, take what you care about a movie into account. You know what I mean? Like some people are just not big into the visuals or the sound or whatever the case may be. They just want to watch it. Just watch it on a regular standard screening if you want. But if you can't get the full gist of it, definitely recommend it.
So we'll get to Art here, because I said I would get to his question. Mm-hmm. He asked us, because we've both seen Odyssey, do you and I share the same concern with which is Nolan's hatred of dogs? Because there's a scene where John Leguizamo's treating dogs very well.
Yeah, the puppy doesn't do well.
I don't know, and Sean and I kind of discussed it. I don't know that Nolan has a history of dogs not being treated well in his movies. That's reserved for women.
They're treated fine. They're just not.
They're dead. Yeah. They die. Yeah. They don't get treated poorly per se. It's just that they happen to die.
They barely exist either, in the movie.
Either they were already dead, or they die in the movie, or the parts they have aren't great.
Yeah.
But dogs, not so much.
Oh, okay. We are not talking. Okay. Well, now we're back to dogs.
Yeah, back
okay,
to dogs.
Okay. Okay. Just to be clear. I don't think he hates dogs.
I mean, I noticed a trend.
I will say the dog that Odysseus first picks up is not, that's not the same breed that is at the end of the movie. So I'm very confused by that. It's like a Cocker Spaniel at first, and then it becomes something else. Maybe
Cersei got a hold of that
Cersei,
dog.
Cersei, magic. I don't know. Zeus got a hold of it. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Different dog.
I didn't.
Dog continuity. Bad.
You know, the account.
Of all the things that Nolan got credit for, could not figure out how to. What was. Get the dogs to look the same as they grew older.
Two Argoses?
Yeah. The account we rate dogs is the only time they give something one star. That's the only time they're like, that's not the right dog. That's just.
It's like the
incorrect.
Fresh Prince's mom.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like.
Is the dog
Aunt Viv
is the
first.
Older? Is the new dog lighter than the old dog?
I didn't think so. This is a different pattern.
Yeah, different pattern, but
got
same
it.
Ballpark.
Just watch, just watch earlier episodes of The Fresh Prince. You'll get what Sean's talking about. All right,
or maybe not. You may not get what Sean's talking about.
You may not notice it. Who knows? Michael, what about staying home? I stayed home last night and watched Masters of the Universe. Funnier than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
The He-Man movie. I'll credit them for that. I was never going to go see it in the theaters, but that's streaming on Amazon Prime right now.
Yeah.
And funnier and more adult as far as the jokes than I thought it would be, and I credit them for that.
Yeah, that's available right now on Prime Video. I want to take time to watch that this weekend. Mortal Kombat 2 is now on HBO Max, so you can watch all the bloody violence there. And then the World War II film that came out in May, Pressure, with Brendan Fraser.
The one about the weather?
Yeah, the weather one. The weather World War II one is on
firing that one up.
Is on Peacock right now. King of the Hill season 15 is out now on Hulu. All 10 episodes of that are available. It's more King of the Hill and still very good, apparently. So you have that. You have a new Apple TV sports comedy called that's better than what Will Ferrell did last week, called The Dink, with Jake Johnson, Ed Harris, Mary Steenburgen, and Andy Roddick. So there you go. A washed-up tennis pro tries to save a club by reluctantly, I can't talk this week, playing pickleball to earn his father's respect. There you go.
Is this the first? This has to be the first pickleball, film or TV show.
You know, I didn't do a lot of pickleball research beforehand. So that's okay. On me. That's
can
on
it,
me, though.
Can it be the last?
We can only hope.
Possible.
We can only hope.
So Jake Johnson.
The Dink does.
Is on. He's doing some stuff with Apple. He's doing The Dink, and he also was in the series with Tatiana Maslany as well, which I enjoyed. Keith has talked about it a couple times.
Yeah, Maximum Pleasure is Guaranteed, I think. Is it that?
Yes, Maximum Pleasure Guaranteed, which set itself up with the cliffhanger to end season one for a season two. Just when you thought everything was going to go great for Tatiana Maslany's character, an old incident came back to haunt her at the very end. So we'll see if they get a season two. Michael, anything else to look forward to or not?
Well, there's the – I've never understood why this is coming out, but Stewart Fails to Save the Universe, this expansion of the Big Bang Theory, the continuation or
we
whatever.
We mentioned it on the show before.
Incredulously, actually.
Yeah, it is in that same tone of I don't know why this exists, but
– I did see that DC characters will be in the series. I don't know how that connects, but I saw that.
I don't know. That's okay.
All right.
It's decently reviewed.
Black Adam, welcome back.
The hierarchy power is back.
Him and Stewart.
it's Stewart. Apparently, Sheldon and Leonard broke the universe, and he's trying to fix it, but he can't. I don't know. It's supposedly good. Like, it's 71% with critics, 78% with audiences.
Like,
so.
What level of DC character, when they say that, is going to be in this movie or this TV show?
Plastic Man.
Kite Man,
yeah, that would track. Kite Man would definitely be. What's the Miss? No, not Mr. Pixit. Probably some other dumb, just some low D-list DC studio type character.
The Calendar.
Calendar Man.
Or is he too? No, is he too big?
No, he's too big.
And Kite Man's getting his own series, so maybe he's at least animated series. So maybe he's too
Kite
big
Man too. Is never too big to appear in something like that.
I've seen Kite Man in action. You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
He already let me be clear. He already has his own series.
Correct.
Kite Man.
I have no transition. So Avatar Aang, the Last Airbender, the first film and continuation for that series in a long time, is out on Paramount Plus, which is a good continuation of the anime from all those years ago. Star Trek New Worlds, Strange New Worlds is available. Season 4 is out with new episodes premiering. And then The Walking Dead, Dead City, Season 3 premieres on Sunday. Everyone's favorite.
Still going.
Huh? Still trucking along.
Dave, we'll get to you here before we wrap it up. That's what that music means. Sean, you did not mention Ransom Canyon.
Yep.
We asked if Michael would mention Season 2 of Ransom Canyon with Mika Kelly and Josh Duhamel.
Oh.
You did not get to it.
It was on the list, but I didn't get to it.
Well, we didn't get ran out of time, I guess. David. What's up, man? We'll get to you before we wrap it up.
Hey, man. I'm sorry. I just called you. I just want to put this little thing in your ear. So I'm wondering why Marvel has never delved into the battle with the Beyonder. I mean, he was 10 times as powerful as Thanos. Mm-hmm. But they never got into it. Can you explain that?
Not in 30 seconds. Michael, contemplate that question. We'll get to it, possibly, next week.
Okay.
Thank you, David, for the call. Sorry. I didn't know it would be so in-depth, your question. I can't answer that today. Maybe we can get to it next week. Sean, since we're done for the day, what's it going to be?
Flip me over, Mike.
You got it. I'll flip you over to Beyonder.
Michael Carroll, the host of Comicast, he joins us every Friday. He does that podcast with John Lee. You can hear it wherever you listen to podcasts, and also Wednesday nights on ESPN 975. We will talk to you on Monday. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
A snarl, and they're upon him. An ancient forest spirit at his heels. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. John Cho stars in Camping. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.